Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Only when your intent and actions are in alignment can you create the reality you desire. Steve Maraboli. Hello, friends, enemies, lovers, everyone in between. I hope you're having a good day and the day you deserve. This is Stuart, and welcome back to the podcast, friends. In today's episode, or actually, we're kind of continuing on, to be continued, from our previous episode regarding, you know, self-love potential and unlocking it. But I want to actually touch on Vex King's book, Good Vibes, Good Life. And this might be a new thing for the series where we do book reviews. As I have often said, I have more books now in my house than I will probably ever be able to read in my lifetime. But as I get through them, maybe book reviews is a great piece of... not a great piece of insulation, I was going to say, but another great piece to add to the podcast and to social media. If you want that, let me know. I'd love to... actually have a reason to tell people leave me alone so I can read my books. And I am forcing myself to actually sit down and just read the books and not like say, okay, we'll do this at 3 a.m. But anyway, this is going to be waffle already. This is going to be a quick book review on Vex King's Good Vibes, Good Life. Now, Vex's works have touched countless of lives, helping individuals unlock their true potential, cultivating self-love, transforming negative emotions into positive ones on their quest for fulfillment and happiness. So let's delve into that. Delve into the realms of interpersonal development, wellness, and self-reflection. We're embarking on the transformative journey inspired by these teachings. In this episode, we're going to explore the wisdom that Vex shares and how it can shape our lives for the better. So I've broken this into sections. The first section I am calling Overcoming Personal and External Adversity. So Vex King's journey, began in overcoming adversity. He was raised in a very challenging circumstance. He learned the art of resilience and turning adversity into growth. He teaches us to embrace our past and learn from it, and use it as a stepping stone for a brighter future. I've often said that as a child growing up, I had a want for nothing, but I never had what I needed. My parents adored and loved me in the best way they knew how, and they gave me everything they could ever give a child. And somehow I still never felt like I had the love of a father. And that comes down to generational trauma. I saw that as a hindrance for so long, and growing up, especially as an adolescent, I resented my father for not being what I expected him to be, and he resented me for not being what he expected me to be. And now, as we try and build a better relationship, not only with ourselves, but with our fraternal relationship together, and also accepting our past and our family's discourse, we use it as a stepping stone to say, look how far we've come, or look what we have learned from this experience. It does not hinder us anymore like it did in the past. It helped us find hope, and that goes into section two, which how hope is a force. It's a powerful force, but as Jim Carrey says, it's also a beggar. This is one of the points that I kind of disagree with Mr. King, because he shows us that we can find hope in the darkest moments, which is great. He encourages us to stay positive and focus on our dreams and understand that hope is a driving force behind our transformation. I always see hope as your Snow White, and you're about to bite the poisoned apple, and you know it's poisoned, but you're hopeful that the prince will come for you. If you had faith, you wouldn't take the bite. Is that a good analogy? I'm not sure. I much prefer the idea that faith is a more driving force, or at least for me personally. An analogy I can use is, if it was raining and I needed to go from point A to point B, I would be hopeful that it would stop raining before I needed to go. And if I had faith, I would be faithful that I would be able to make it from point A to point B, even in the rain. There we go, that's a better analogy than, you know, just Snow White crap. Sorry, that was a terrible analogy. For section three, we were talking a lot about practicing self-care. Self-care and self-love are at the core of X-King's teachings. He explores, you know, prioritizing self-care rituals that can nurture our minds, our bodies, our souls, ultimately leading to a more fulfilling life. What he says in the book is, self-care is how you take your power back. He encourages us to view self-care not as a luxury, not as just, you know, the spa day, not as just, you know, taking time to yourself, having a nice long bath, a long walk in the park, up a mountain at the weekend, or going out partying, but a necessity for our well-being. He reminds us that when we prioritize self-care, we recharge our inner batteries, making us better equipped to face life challenges. In his book, he writes, you know, self-love and self-care are not selfish acts. And that's a big thing. Self-care is not a selfish act, and self-love is not a form of narcissism. This coming from the guy who, you know, takes progress pics constantly in the gym. I'm pretty sure people are now assuming that I just don't wear a shirt in the gym and constantly am posing in front of the mirror. Not a good reference for lack of narcissism, but it's honestly a massive form of self-love for me. So in this segment, he would delve into how we can incorporate self-care into our daily lives, nurturing our minds, our bodies, and our souls. And it actually comes into section four of the book, which would be overcoming toxic energy. We all know toxic people in our lives that we try and avoid. We all have been toxic people in not only our own lives, but other people's lives that they try and avoid, that we do not like to be around. Toxic energy, whether from other people or situations or even our own thoughts, can hinder our personal growth. Vex provides a guidance on recognizing and overcoming this toxicity. Drawing from Good Vibes and Good Life, he suggests that we set boundaries. The amount of times that I will now have open and honest conversations with people and say, I need to set this boundary with you. I don't beat around the bush. And this is a great thing a lot of people are now incorporating into lives, is that they're not as, I won't say loquacious or flowery or, even deflective on saying I need to set this line in the sand. You will come out and say, we need to set this for our relationship, otherwise it will hinder us in some way, shape, or form. But it protects our emotional well-being. That is never a selfish act to tell someone that you are rejecting some aspect of the relationship, because you need to protect not only yourself, but yourselves together. He emphasizes the importance of distancing ourselves from negative influences. And this is the next point I was coming into. You set boundaries with people you love and you like and you want in your life, and you cut everyone else off. Life is to be lived for you, not for anyone else. If someone is not, let's say, influencing this in a positive way, is not enhancing this in a positive or constructive way. If someone feels like they are abusing or using you, you don't need them in your life. And I say this for lovers, for friends, for family members. Live your life for you and for no one else. Asserting you can't control the energy around you, but you can control how you respond to it. That is a big one. The power of positivity. Like in this segment, Vex would explore strategies of detoxifying our lives. We'll discuss the identity and reduce toxic influence and cultivate like a more positive mindset and create environments that would foster growth and happiness. That's what we need. There's a difference between not being able to process or protect your well-being in a situation that is just completely destructive, or being able to set safe walls and barriers and boundaries in place that would help cultivate a more positive environment for you, for everyone. What is a good analogy? It's a garden. You would try and keep the weeds out. You would foster the plants. Foster and cultivate the plants. Let them grow. You would prune. You would weed. You would water. You would let them flourish. But only through setting the boundaries, the barriers for yourself and others that want to grow and thrive with you, whilst keeping the negative forces out. And there is no selfishness in prioritizing your well-being. To the extent, like fundamental importance of prioritizing in a world that often encourages us to prioritize productivity over self-care. Let me repeat that. Prioritizing productivity over self-care. And this comes back now to the guy who would literally life hack his body. So I had found that for me to be the most productive I could be in a day was to do this thing called polyphasic sleep, which is I would sleep twice a day rather than once for 8 hours. I would usually sleep for 4 hours a night. I would then get up. I would go to the gym. I would go to work. Go to rehearsal. Do whatever else I had to do afterwards. Go back to the gym. But in that time, I would either have a nap or I'd have a 2-hour spurt. I would sleep twice a day for the benefit of my body to be in a certain sleep cycle. And I would schedule everything meticulously so that I could be, well, basically on time, which is hilarious when you think about me now and my lack of like ability to control my time or my schedule. But this is fine. This is a completely fine lifestyle to have, until the alarm bell started ringing in my body, in my mindset. Everything was shutting down. I was always tired. I was mentally fatigued. I was emotionally drained. Physically, I had no strength. My body was telling me, this is not working anymore. We need to change. But the productivity was definitely at the forefront over self-care for me. You should never put productivity over your mindset and your body, to the point where it starts to deteriorate yourself. And the harsh truth is, friends, especially for a lot of businesses, is that you are a number in a lot of jobs, and you are easily replaceable. And if you try and put a job above your well-being, sooner or later, unless it's a very cultivated and nurturing environment, it will derail you. It will make you toxic and very vindictive, maybe jealous and resentful. And even now, as I'm thinking of it, I remember how I had an amazing opportunity of a place to work with amazing people, but because I was destroying myself, I no longer had the joy of going into the job, and I felt very resentful for people around me. I was always angry. I didn't appreciate my mentors. I didn't appreciate the work I was doing. I wasn't being a team player. So in that regard, I had become the toxic person that needed to be cut from the situation. And eventually, I was. I had cut myself from my mental health. But it had been for the benefit not only of me, but of that whole workforce, because I knew I was one of these people that was probably demoralizing the group. You can't be that person. If something is going on in your life that you need to work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Work through. We can't emotionally take it out on other people. The most important relationship you will ever have is with yourself. Vex would remind us that our well-being should be our top priority. By nurturing ourselves, we become better equipped to nurture others. You become a better team player, a better partner, better in a relationship, better mentor, a better leader, a better boss. I'm currently working in a very influential position for a group. And the thing I try to say to everyone who is working with me is, talk to me. Open dialogue, you know. Let's go through processes. If anyone, you know, has anything that they want to discuss or work through, we can happily do that. This is not a closed system. Everyone has a voice. Let's nurture this environment so everyone can be passionate and be energetic and creative. And if something happens where someone does not feel like that, we can work through it. We can set those boundaries needed, or we can figure out what the issue is and how to rectify it. If you can foster a meaningful relationship with yourself, you can foster a meaningful relationship with others. Because, and for lack of a better word, you are trying to align your true self with everyone else. I think that was a big thing. I used to always wear this mask. I always had this facade, especially in a workplace where, you know, I had to be this certain type of person. And that was mentally draining on top of everything else. And now as I try and be open and be the boss that I always wanted to have, I realize, you know, how much of myself actually I'm pointing into it, my authentic self. I would want people to be open and honest with me, so I need to be open and honest with people. But in saying that, I do mess up quite a lot as well, because especially with this group, for the position I'm in, I was handing processes, and I did something wrong, and this caused someone to be very upset. And it wasn't until afterwards that I realized, you know, how I had made a mistake in what I was doing, and I had to go and apologize. If you can try and align your true self with your work team or your environment that you're in, and you can acknowledge your failures or your shortcomings, it's all the better for everyone. I often find that I will try not to excuse my actions anymore. Not only because I feel like people in general will have a justification for why they do something, unless it's a proper mistake, but also for the integrity of the other person. Oh gosh, I hope that makes sense. I am off on a waffle today, guys. But this is kind of what Vex King's book did to me. Everything I was either contradicting or saying, yeah, I understand this, and I have a perfect analogy or a reference, or this has happened in my life. There was a really good point of trying to cultivate the discipline for a positive mindset, and it came down to another book that I hope to review, if you're still interested in these book reviews, which was Atomic Habits by James Clear, which was cultivating the discipline for a positive mindset, or cultivating discipline in general. A small action a day can lead to major changes in the long run. So for cultivating a positive lifestyle is key aspect for this whole philosophy. I mean, Vex emphasizes the power of mindfulness and meditation and how it brings positivity into our lives. If you can take 2 minutes for yourself, this was another challenge I did in the Discord during the month of August. 2 minute challenges where you could only do something for 2 minutes until your body was trying to force you to do it for longer so you could try and cultivate the discipline. But meditation is not about quieting the mind, it's about understanding it. And like how mindfulness and meditation can help us stay grounded and reduce stress and foster more positive and peaceful lifestyles is kind of the reason to incorporate it into your everyday lives. And if I was to push one thing for you, dear listener, to please do, is get off this podcast and give yourself 2 minutes of just sitting with yourself, reflecting on how you are today. How have you been doing? What challenges have you faced and you've overcome? What are 3 inner strengths that you have right now? How do you feel? If you feel good, why do you feel good? What are you grateful for? If you don't feel so great, why do you think that is? How do you think you can change that? But one practical way to incorporate mindfulness through daily meditation is just a few minutes of focused breathing and self-reflection. Morning, afternoon, night, on your lunch, in your car. Probably not while you're driving. No, just like be in your car. Changing your beliefs was another section that I really kind of resonated with. Because if you can change your beliefs, I've said it before, it's a fundamental step in manifesting the life you desire. And this goes back to Roxy Mafusi and what she says in Manifest. He encourages us to shift our mindset and replace our limiting beliefs with empowering ones. In Good Vibes and Good Life, Vex would write, you know, your beliefs shape your reality. And in this section, he would dive into practical strategies of recognizing the challenges of limiting beliefs and how they do destroy your mindset and keep a journey in one particular spot or keep you rooted until you can identify the recurring negative thought patterns and how to overcome them. If you can change your beliefs, you can use positive affirmations to change them. Your beliefs are what you say. They are what you say about yourself, about a scenario, about the environment. If you often doubt your abilities, replace it with an affirmation like, I am capable and confident. I gave this reference there in the last podcast where I was talking about the fact that I went to an audition that I was petrified because I was so scared of guessing everything wrong and given a bad singing audition. And what happened? I overcame that fear. I went into the audition and I gave a terrible singing audition, but I was still proud of overcoming the fear. I was confident in my ability. I was confident in overcoming the adversity of my own mind. You are capable and you are confident. Repeat these affirmations daily to reinforce that belief. With regards to that audition, I had like a 3-hour journey, so I was reinforcing that statement every so often, being like, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. Section 8 was manifesting the goals. We love that word, manifestation. What does it mean? It means you say to the universe, give me money. And the universe will say back to you, okay, here's a penny. Get away from me. I did what you wanted. It's a vital aspect for personal growth where you visualize, you affirm, and you aspire to inspire, but you must be focused. It will help you turn your dreams into a reality. You can't just dream that, oh, my personal dream, I want to be an actor. Okay, I have been in so many plays, I've been on so many, you know, short films, so many TV shows, that's it, I'm done. I need to be focused and driven that I want to be a performing, working, motivated, competent, and good actor. Do you see the difference? I hope you do. I really hope you do, because I'm going to listen back on this and go, no one is going to get that. But when you want something, the universe conspires to help you, but it will only help you as much as you ask for it. What is that funny thing about Aladdin or a genie is that you can make a wish, but you need to be so specific because the wish will either come true in the way you wanted, or it will bite you completely in the ass. We'll discuss setting clear intentions, visualizing your goals, and taking consistent action to inspire. For example, if your goal is to start a business, visualize yourself running a successful company. Use vision boards that will create a more focused visual representation of your goals, and then regularly review it. Get motivated, stay motivated, focus on your path to success, and as you achieve each goal, you're going to then put another goal so that you keep on propelling yourself forward. It's not just a case of saying, I want to own a business. You are grounding down the fine details. Section 9 was overcoming fear and flowing with the universe. I love this term, flowing, because we don't know what's going to happen in an hour, in 3 hours, in 5 hours. The universe could easily shift and our whole lives could change. It is the unfortunate and scary and honest truth. Fear often holds us back from pursuing our dreams. Vex teaches us in the book to face our fears, trust the universe, and just flow with life's natural rhythm. And I can't give any better flow than the audition reference analogy. I flowed with the fear, I flowed with the whole experience, and I came out the other side all the stronger. I never got it. You know, I probably wrecked the people's ears. But for me, personally, in my journey, It was probably like a highlight of my summer. Which is a very interesting thing to say. I got rejected from this new major musical, but it was a highlight of my summer to sing the song wrong. Fear is an illusion in the mind, set there by an effect that is literally trying to keep you safe. Your fear of ridicule, fear of rejection, fear of failure. If you were to overcome fear, such as practicing mindfulness to stay present and not letting the fear dictate like how you see your future, the future is not written. You don't know what's going to happen. Truly, you do not. you have ideas, you can have references of what might happen. But imagine you want to change careers. The fear of the unknown. Like, break down your goal into smaller and manageable steps. Start by focusing on one step at a time and trusting the process, and you can overcome the fear and move closer to your desired outcome. From all these sections, there is so much more in the book, but they show us that we can cultivate a positive mindset by changing our beliefs and manifesting our goals and overcoming fear. We can unlock our true potential and align ourselves with the universe's natural flow. Dear listeners, I want to take a moment to express my heartfelt gratitude for being on this journey through the freaking universe with me and flowing with me. To each and every one of you, thank you. Your presence in this podcast community is a ray of sunshine as we go on this journey of self-improvement and personal growth. You see, it's not just a podcast right now. We are a community of individuals striving to be better versions of ourselves. If you're listening to this, you are on your own journey, and thank you for letting me be a tiny, tiny part of it. We're here to uplift and to inspire and to support one another, however way, shape, or form. So I want to remind you, as you go about your day, remember that you deserve all the good things that come your way. Embrace positivity, keep sharing those good vibes, and most importantly, have an amazing day, the day you truly deserve. Thank you for being a part of this journey. This is Stuart, and until next time, keep spreading the good vibes. See what I did there? Let's talk soon, okay? Thank you for listening to this episode of This is Stuart. Now, I have a small favor to ask. If you found any value in today's podcast for any of our episodes, please consider sharing it with your friends and family. Let's expand this community. Because the more souls we can touch, the more positive energy we can spread. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe on all your favorite podcast platforms. Your interaction helps us reach more people and create a ripple effect of change. And remember, by living your best life, you inspire others to do the same.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.